Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All week long, you guys have been calling in, and bragging on your moms because, don't know if you know this, Sunday is Mother's Day. So today's our last day to sneak in those brags.
Hi, I would just like to give a Mother's Day shout out to my mom, Pam Duncan. She is a very strong, amazing woman. She raised me as a single parent and made it look easy, which I know it wasn't. You're amazing, Mom, and I wouldn't be the person I am today without you. Keep rocking and keep doing what you're doing because me and my kiddos love you and everything you do for everyone. You're amazing. I love you.
Hey, Mom. This is Aubrey. My mom's name is Brittany, and I wanted to shout her out because she's the best mom anybody could ever ask for, and all she does is so much for us, and I just wanted to thank you. Thank you, Mom. Love you.
Hey, Burt Show. I'm a P1 here. I just want to give a shout-out to my mom, Jaleesa Vargas. I'm so proud of her. As a child, I never realized all the lessons she was trying to teach me, but now that I'm adult, I can see how much she cared for me and loved me. I also want to give a shout-out to my wife, Amanda. She's the best and the most amazing mother to my children. She just does everything, goes way above and beyond for them to make them feel special. I love her. I love you, Amanda. Thank you.
Hey, Burt Show. This is Angie here. I'm wanting to shout out my mom, Mrs. Yates Munoz. She is also a P1, and she is the best mom ever. We've been listening to the Burt Show for years, and we've actually bonded more through listening to you guys, and we're already best friends, so imagine how that goes. But Mommy, you are the strongest person I know. Thank you for being my number one supporter. I love you so much. And I hope I can only help make your Mother's Day as special as it needs to be for you. I love you. Bye.
Happy Mother's Day to my beautiful mother, Debbie Matani. And I thank you for everything that you do for me. And I really appreciate you helping me plan this wedding that is in 16 days, and I just wanted to give you a shout out and let you know that I love you, and I hope you have a great Mother's Day, and get ready to get me married.
Hello, Burt Show. My name is Ashlyn, and I'm calling to shout out my mom, Vicky Clean. Mama, thank you so much for all your patience, understanding, and support. I couldn't ask for a better mom. I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day.
The messages have turned out so sweet. We threw the junior listener thing out the window earlier this week.
Okay, that's
yeah,
what happened.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, you know, let's get some little kids to call in and wish mom a happy Mother's Day.
These are some really mature five-year-olds.
Yeah, right. And then we got an email from a Burt Show listener who has such intense social anxiety that she didn't want to leave a voicemail, didn't want to leave a voice memo, so she wrote us an email instead. So we're going to read it for her, okay? She sent this email saying, CCing Kristen because her heart feels emotions so raw and she gets the anxiety. CCing Abby, Katie, Mo, Rebecca, and Cassie because their stories shared about their mom and their relationships make me so grateful to hear about a mother's love that I never thought I would have. Lastly, CCing Bert because he knows the dysfunctional mother relationship. Let's start with, I have crippling social anxiety and the thought of hearing my voice on the radio literally makes me sweat with just the thought. And speaking my feelings turns me into a blubbering mess. So if you want to relay the message, I believe it'll be well received. My mama deserves to have her heart and love shared. To my adopted mom, I thought this message would mean the world to my adopted mom, as she has the biggest heart and appreciates the little things and feels the biggest feelings, and I cry when I talk about my emotions. Coming from a more than broken home, with my own mother being in and out of my life for as long as my memory serves, and still to this day causes me the most anxiety and pain every time her name comes across my phone. With that being said, when I was the young age of 17 and coming to realize how valuable a mother-daughter relationship could be, my adopted mom, not legally, came into my life. We met at a job, and she was overwhelmed, quirky, and obviously nervous. With her being older, the age of someone who could be my mother, I, at 17, took a jab and told her, "If you last a week, I'll buy you lunch." Obviously, at 17, I had it all figured out and knew better, right? She lasted, and she hasn't ever let me buy her lunch. Fast forward, I am now 29, and she took the role of adopted mom many years ago. Even when she was struggling herself to find her own footing, she always made sure to be available for the much-needed guidance and advice that a young teen craved for, even when I was so quick to think, I can figure it out all on my own without a mom. I hadn't really had one before. She showed me love, courage, strength, admiration, and also that it was okay to trust someone and be vulnerable. It was okay that I didn't have it all figured out on my own, and it was okay to open my heart to let someone else in, and abandonment is not inevitable. At 29, I and my small family love and adore her. I rely on her even though I never thought a mother could be reliable. I follow her lead while raising my own child. She taught me that mothers aren't all toxic and horrendous, and that I can be a good mom even though at that ripe age of 17, I had already made up my mind that I would never have children because I didn't want to be like my mother. To my adopted mom, you saved me when I didn't know I needed saving. You held me up when I didn't want to be held. You loved me like a mother when I never knew what a mother's love was. You're forever grateful, not so baby, baby girl.
Aw, so sweet.
Adorable.
I know, right? So we made sure to read that for you, and I think she's very lucky to have you as an adopted daughter.
100%.
The Burt Show.